I've been doing Portuguese on Duolingo, but I don't think I'll give this presentation in Portuguese, so sorry for my English. My name's Matt Larson. I am based in London, but if you'll tell by the accent, I'm not English. I was working for Xamarin in San Francisco for about 2 years and then moved over to London to help open up our UK office, which has grown over the past year from about 2 people to 20, so we've seen a lot of growth. In London as well as throughout the world. I joined Xamarin about employee number 70, 3 years ago, and we're now almost 400. And I guess now, how many are we at Microsoft? Hundreds of thousands? So Matt at Xamarin, I asked if I could have Matt at Microsoft, and they said no. So unfortunately, I don't know how long I'll keep that email. I'm also a dad. I've had the pleasure of touring Lisbon for the past few days, and thanks for reserving the rainy weather for when I'm inside. So, but these are my two kids, Maisie and Jones, and I'm not here to give a presentation about fatherhood, but I want to share two things that I've learned about being a dad that relate to mobile development with Xamarin. So the first is that dad moments are everywhere. This was me entertaining my kids while I waited for some bacalhau. Which is a task, right? And so I've learned that it's constant, right? Being a father is constant. There's opportunities to teach, there's opportunities to comfort, there's opportunities to entertain, and virtually every time you're with your children, you're occupied doing something as a father. The second, I've learned that there's a life cycle to building children, in a sense. So when they're young, you're teaching them, you're molding them, you send them out on their own, they kind of learn here and there, they experience, you test them, see if they can take what you've taught them and put it into practice, and then the whole time you're tracking them to make sure that they're actually doing what they're supposed to. And then this whole process is accelerated as they grow older and they have more opportunities to learn on their own. So I think I'm still kind of in this build phase. I haven't shipped them out into the world. I'll get back to you on that. I've not found kind of a tool that helps me with this whole life cycle yet in terms of the life cycle of fatherhood, but I have found that Xamarin addresses both of these points. First, that mobile moments are everywhere. How many people on their way to this meeting or during this meeting conducted business on your smartphone? Show of hands. Okay, there you go. opportunities to do something in mobile are everywhere. And the second is that Xamarin offers a complete solution for this life cycle, not of building children, but of building apps. Just to show a couple of charts here, this world that we live in is completely mobile first. You'll see, this is just from 2010. But we've had 7x growth in terms of the number of users of smartphones. So virtually half the world owns a smartphone. And in the next 5 years, it's going to be all the world that is using some sort of mobile device. And you can see the amount of growth in the apps that are available in the public app stores. So we're virtually surrounded, literally surrounded by apps and surrounded by these smartphones. And this creates an opportunity for companies to step in and maybe disrupt existing industries or to capture users in these mobile moments. So Square, capturing the mobile moment when you're paying for things. Uber, I'm such an Uber addict that this morning I grabbed the taxi over here and got out, forgot to pay him because it wasn't an Uber. I didn't even realize I had to borrow money from Sergio so I could pay him. So that was kind of awkward. So this is the new type of company that exists. It is a mobile first company, and we have the opportunity. You have the opportunity as customers to deliver this experience to your users. Just one more stat here: the average person checks his or her phone 110 times a day. So maybe some of you are bored during my presentation. Might reach that limit at 100 in this. 30 minutes we're together, but we're always constantly checking our phones. And so how do you as a company, as you're trying to engage your users, how do you capture these mobile moments? Now, typically we'll think of mobile moments or mobile apps first from an end user standpoint, from a consumer facing standpoint. You know, Airbnb, Square, Uber, they're all user B2C applications. But as a business, the opportunity goes much farther than that. Yes, there will be opportunities to interact with your customers, but what apps can you build for your suppliers or for your employees? And we're seeing that companies where maybe 3 years ago were thinking of, okay, let's build a mobile app, let's build one mobile app. Now they're shifting to how can we build hundreds of mobile apps? How can we build dozens of mobile apps? And that's a shift. In order to stay relevant in today's society, in today's business landscape, you need to be shifting to that mobile first mentality. But this is a challenge. Not only is it a challenge to identify these mobile moments, but if you're going to go and build 100 apps, every app requires a very complex life cycle with multiple stages of designing and developing, as we've just heard, to building, testing, and then monitoring and maintaining this app out in the wild. And at the same time, your users want apps to work on all of their different devices. And as we'll see in a minute, there's thousands of different configurations of smartphone plus operating system. Some users want Android, some users want iPhone, some users want Windows Phone. So how can you take all of these challenges and deliver a mobile-first strategy at your organization? So we're going to jump in and talk about how Xamarin helps you to address all three of these challenges. So this was mentioned kind of at the beginning. Xamarin might be most known for the build piece, which allows you to build native apps, but we've developed a complete lifecycle here. So we'll spend kind of the majority of our time today talking about the Xamarin platform, but at the same time we have Xamarin Test Cloud, which enables you to automatically test any app on 2,000 physical devices in the cloud. And then we have Xamarin Insights, which enables you to monitor and track Xamarin app performance out in the wild. And then we have kind of the accelerate piece, Xamarin University, which is our online training platform, as well as Xamarin Jetpacks, which are a team of kind of Xamarin mobile experts that we have internally to parachute in and help as you get started or unblock you on certain issues. So we're going to step through this whole life cycle bit by bit in the time that we have remaining. So the first is using C# to build native apps for all platforms. There's a couple of challenges to this. The first is, as I mentioned, it's a heterogeneous world. You can't ignore iOS, you can't ignore Android, you can't ignore Windows Phone. And the second challenge is that users want native applications. This graph shows 86% of time spent on mobile devices is actually spent in apps versus in the browser. So users have showed over and over again. How many people remember Facebook when it was an HTML5 app? I'm sorry. It was a poor experience, and Facebook has actually come out and showed and stated that their biggest mistake was betting too much on HTML5. They've obviously righted that ship. They have a fantastic natively built application, and mobile adoption drives everything. More advertising revenue is driven through their mobile app than anything else. So again, users want native experiences. How do you do this? We see a couple approaches to building applications. The first is what we call the siloed approach. This is where you have a team focused on Objective-C, a team focused in Java for Android, team in C# for Windows Phone. And this is good for your user because you get a fully native application. But it's bad for your developers because you have three different code bases. It becomes very expensive to try and add a feature and then maintain that over time. If you want to add a feature, you have to do it three times. If you want to fix a bug, you have to do that three times. So instead of innovating and identifying new opportunities for mobile development or innovating on your current mobile app, you're kind of stuck just maintaining feature parity across these different platforms. On the flip side, customers say, okay, we don't have the resources to maintain three apps. We're just going to write it once, and it'll run everywhere. And they use some sort of HTML5 or hybrid approach. The phone gaps, the accelerators. These types of approaches get lumped in this black box, and then you get a native container, but it's running web views. And the user performance is what's lacking, going back to that Facebook example from years ago. It's a non-standard UI. They don't give you everything that the platform that Apple and Google give you. You're limited to a subset of those APIs. So what you can do with the tool is limited. So here, good for the user, bad for the developer. There, bad for the user. Maybe a little bit better for the developer, but you'll find that since the tool limits you, over time you're going to end up jumping into Objective-C as well. So how does Xamarin compare to these? Xamarin, in a sense, gives you the best of both worlds, where we allow you to build fully native applications, but to share your code across all of those different platforms so that you can build more apps faster. And that you can easily scale from 1 to 100 apps because of all that code that you're reusing. And then again, just to reiterate, a lot of times we've gotten, people hear cross-platform and they think, okay, it's not native. Xamarin is very different in that point, in the sense that we are the only native cross-platform solution. And I'll show you how that works in just a second. But at a high level, what you're doing is you're building your UI three times, all in C#, all of this is done in one language, but then you're sharing your code, your business logic, and your back-end code so that you can scale more efficiently. Okay, so just to jump into these points a little bit more, Xamarin gives you two approaches for architecting your mobile app. The first is kind of the traditional Xamarin. Here's your shared app logic, as I mentioned. You're coding your UI three separate times. This is important because then you get a native look and feel. Your users will be familiar with the app that you're delivering them. Given this approach, you're going to be able to reuse 60 to 80% of your code. And this approach is good for sophisticated user experience. You have that fine-grained control over all of the APIs and the controls that you want to add into your application. The other approach that we released a few years ago is Xamarin Forms, which is an abstraction layer API that sits on top and enables you to write your UI code one time. Now this is, we give you kind of 40 controls out of the box, and there's a strong community around this with other controls available. It's still a fully native application, but instead of writing this UI code separately, your UI code will be done once in Xamarin Forms. So you'll say, I want a Xamarin Forms button, and we'll do the work in the background to map down to a button on iOS, and a button on Android, and a button on Windows Phone. given this approach, you'll be able to reuse even more code, up to 99% code reuse. However, a caveat, and I've seen some beautiful Xamarin Forms apps built, but typically we recommend that you use this kind of in a prototyping way or for line of business type applications. If you're going to build Facebook, you're probably going to want to use this approach. If this is a form, an automated, expense tracking form for your employees, Xamarin Forms is likely a great option for that. Now the good part is that these are interchangeable. So within an application, you could say, all right, a login screen is going to look the same. I don't need a lot of fancy UI around that. So I'll use Xamarin Forms for that screen. And then you can drill down and use the traditional Xamarin approach on some different screens in your application. So that's how you're sharing your code. In terms of a question we get a lot is, how does a Xamarin app perform compared to one built in Objective-C or to other apps that are on the market? Native is a word that gets thrown around there a lot. This is how we define native applications. Native user interface, meaning that on Windows Phone, you'd expect to see kind of the tabs panoramic scrolling across the top. On iOS, you've got the tabs along the bottom. On Android, they're on the top. So just those traditional paradigms that an Android or an iPhone or a Windows Phone user would expect. That user interface is possible with Xamarin. The second is high fidelity API access. All that means is everything, you want everything that Apple or Google or Microsoft can give you. There's thousands of APIs, there's hundreds of controls. You need one-to-one access to all of that. I didn't follow all of Jerome's presentation, but the quote about your language being your world, that's important here. And with Xamarin, literally anything that you can do in Objective-C or in Java, you can do in C#. Therefore, your language is not limited and your world is open. So high fidelity API access. Anything you do in Objective-C or Swift or Java can be done in Xamarin. And then finally, native performance. So an app should perform natively. It should be compiled and use all of the hardware. We've got supercomputers in our pockets that were more powerful than the computers used to send a man to the moon. So you should leverage all of that power and not interpret things at runtime. So Xamarin ticks the box on all three of these, and I want to just drill down a little bit into the performance metric. This is a, and maybe some of you have seen this, this is a kind of a community study that was done by a guy called Harry Chung. He was a early Google employee, and after he went and spent his millions, he decided he wanted to build a mobile app, but wanted to do it in a cross-platform way, and so chose to compare all of the different approaches that were on the market and test for performance. So he had a mapping application, built it in Xamarin, built it in PhoneGap, built it in Objective-C and Swift and Java, all of the cross-platform tools that he could find, and then tested performance across all of those. And so you'll see here, and sorry for the bad graphic, Xamarin is this box. It was only Swift was just faster than Xamarin on iOS. This is the kind of HTML hybrid approach down here. So you know, see a huge discrepancy in terms of performance. And then this is Android. So Xamarin Android was actually faster than an app built in Java, which is interesting. And then you'll see slower performance towards the bottom. So his conclusion was that Xamarin performance is so great, there must be some magic involved. And I can confirm that there's no magic, just a lot of hard work and very talented engineers. But you can go download these apps, and I'll show you in a minute a few apps that are available in the App Store. I always tell you, the best way is to download apps and get a feel for how they perform. But really, a user won't tell the difference between an app built in Xamarin or one that's built in Swift or in Objective-C or in Java. So why Xamarin? At a high level, you're going to be more productive when you're building apps in Xamarin. Instead of having three different teams, more developers, you're going to do it in a cross-platform but still native way. Our rough estimate says that you'll save about 60% less time building applications with Xamarin. So we've got kind of a high-level ROI case study that we share, but more I like to share what our customers are experiencing when they're building apps with Xamarin. So here's a handful of customers, and you'll see a lot of just time savings, shared code. The Credit to Agricola app is here, and I know we'll talk about that later. Mixed Radio is a good example of a consumer-facing app built on three platforms, sharing 65% of their code. Real intense, very UX, UI graphics oriented app. Honeywell has a cool example. They've got a smartwatch as well, and able to do that with 30% less code. So all of these case studies are available on our website, and you can get a feel from these customers the results that they've achieved building apps with Xamarin. And then also it's nice to be recognized by Gartner. We've been a mobile visionary in the quadrant for the past 3 or 4 years. And again, just emphasizing our architectural approach provides completely native UIs with better performance than other cross-platform approaches. Here's a handful of our customers. We've seen tremendous growth at Xamarin, and we expect that to skyrocket even further in the next coming months as we join Microsoft. But we're today about 15,000 customers globally, 100 of the Fortune 500. We've got 350 partners. And I think a really exciting graphic, our number is just the number of developers that are adopting Xamarin. So we're now at almost 1.5 million developers, and we add about 60,000. We have been adding about 60,000 new developers every month to that community. So that's a whirlwind tour of how to build apps with the Xamarin platform. Moving on to testing. Testing is so Xamarin Test Cloud is our solution that allows you to automatically test your app on hundreds of real devices in the cloud. Why is testing important? It's kind of obvious, but these stats kind of emphasize this even further. So users that can't use the app within the first 3 seconds, if it doesn't load within the first 3 seconds, are going to abandon it. So you've got about that much time to deliver a positive experience for your users. And then they're not going to return to this app. On the flip side, if you deliver a great experience and have a happy customer, they're going to refer their friends. The challenge, though, is this. Does anybody recognize this graphic? This is the number of different combinations and configurations of Android that exist in the marketplace. So it's a huge problem. So this is hardware plus operating system, all of the different versions. Only 10% of Android users, on average, will upgrade to the latest operating system. So you have Android users strung out all the way back to 2.2 or whatever it is. So your users might not be this whole graph, but they're going to be somewhere in here, and you need a way to test your app on the devices and the operating systems that your users are going to use. So typically what we'll find, and raise your hand if you fall in this category, is that testing on mobile is kind of, hey, if you have an Android phone, could you bring it by my desk? I need to do some testing. Does that happen in this room at all? Okay. That doesn't get you much of this graph. So what we've done is added a way to automatically test, but at the same time give you a device cloud that has access to all of those devices. So it's two things. The first is local UI test authoring. You can build your test scripts in either C# or in Calabash, which is an open source framework. Appium support is due to be released very soon as well. So this is writing a script that your user would go through. Tap a button, swipe, scroll, enter text. Once you've written that locally in C#, then you can upload your app to our testing lab, select the number of devices you'd like to run it across, and then we'll take a screenshot of your app running at every step along the way so that you can see how your app performs, where it fails, where it crashes, what it looks like, and then you can get those results so that before you ship your app to the App Store, you're confident that it's working on the devices that your users will be using. And I mentioned this before, but important to note that Xamarin Test Cloud works on any app, whether it's built in Xamarin or not. It can be built in PhoneGap, it can be a hybrid app, or a Xamarin application. And then this is just a quick screenshot of what this actually looks like. So you'll notice this is the test script along the side here, and then these are the screenshots being taken of your app running on all of those different devices. We'll flag kind of red lightning bolts where there's a crash. And again, so you can see what this looks like, you can see what your app looks like, and be quickly notified when there's a failure. Going back to the mixed radio case study, they were a good example of a Test Cloud user. They were they were offshoring their testing and doing it all manually. When they brought it in-house with Test Cloud, they were able to save about 2,000 monthly man hours because of that whole process being automated. And now what they're doing, so yes, this is going to save you time, but it's also going to speed up your development lifecycle, because whereas before, if you build something, you push changes, you have to wait 2 days for your testers to test it and then come back. You've probably already developed something else that's broken your code from before. Whereas this approach, you can literally have results back within 15 minutes so that your development team can continue to be productive and continue to push new features, feeling confident that he won't break whatever has been done so far. So the speed at which you can test has dramatically increased with Xamarin Test Cloud. Awesome. And then finally, we're just going to spend a little bit of time talking about Xamarin Insights. Xamarin Insights today is only available for Xamarin built applications, but it enables you to monitor and then track your apps when they're out in the wild. An example that I like to give, if you have an app and you go to the App Store, you'll often see really kind of useful reviews like, this app sucks, or this app crashed. That doesn't really help you as a developer, right? Xamarin Insights is that tool that helps you take those poor reviews, but get real, real feedback and real insights as to what actually happened. So a few things. You're knowing how your users are interacting with your application. So you understand things like which operating systems they're using, which countries they're in, what are the steps that they took leading up to a crash. And you can, you know, Xamarin Insights will flag issues that are affecting a lot of people and prioritize those above an issue that's maybe affecting just a few people so that you can pinpoint those issues, resolve them before they affect your whole user base. You can also add event tracking in your application. So if the key metric for you is how fast it takes somebody to get to the shopping cart, you can add an event and track that to see how fast people are getting to that page. So this is very customizable. Helps you to, you know, make sure that your apps are healthy and then gain insight into how you can innovate around your app going forward. I think Test Cloud and Insights together, and we'll see more of this integration going forward, I believe, are a very powerful tool. Because, you know, going back to that graphic of all the Android users we saw earlier, it's hard to support everything, but with Insights, you can know exactly which devices and which operating system your users are using, and that can feed into Test Cloud so that you can be testing on those correct devices and operating systems. So that's Xamarin Insights. Again, the whole life cycle working together, you have one solution to attack every mobile moment that you have. And Xamarin is here to help you at every step along the way. So I'll be around in the coffee break. Obrigado. Thank you very much.